airchecks.com.
Bell, and it's striking operators and technicians. A Canadian has made it to spot number 3 on Forbes magazine's list of the world's richest people. Casey Irving of New Brunswick is worth $8 billion U.S. That puts him behind two Japanese tycoons. Yoshiaki Tsutsumi tops the list with holdings worth $18.9 billion. A Florida widow says being a comedian beats sitting at home and feeling lonely. You see, Amy Ballinger is a little older than most comedians. She won't divulge her age, but says if she was a building, she'd be condemned. Ballinger started out 2 years ago at an amateur show in Florida. She admits, however, she's no social butterfly. In her words, my back goes out more than I do. T590 News Time is 7:32. Now with a check on traffic. Here's Lynn.
Really slow this morning. Eastbound on the Queenie Gardner through Winston Churchill off and on over to Copper. Earlier problems at Mississauga Road have been cleared up. It's busy again through the Humber. We have a report of an accident westbound on the 401 in the collectors around the 400. You may find it slow through there. The eastbound 401 is really busy from around Keele Street over to east of Bayview, mostly in the core lanes. That's because of an earlier accident that's been moved off to the side. Make sure you're in the collectors approaching Keele if you're eastbound on the 401. In the east end, the westbound 401 is heavy through Brock over to White's. An accident westbound on the 401 in the collectors approaching Leslie. And an accident just happened southbound on the Don Valley Parkway south of Richmond. The right lane is blocked. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. Planning a business or vacation trip? Ask your travel agent about a Blue Cross trip cancellation and accident insurance package. Oakland waits while the Mets and Dodgers head west. Chris is next with the latest sports.
Announcing. Good morning, this is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. Red Sox and the Mets for the World Series, eh, Mayberry? Yeah, you bet. Well, I hope you didn't bet, at least not on the advice from yours truly. I was just kidding. Yeah, that's it, kidding. The Red Sox are yesterday's news, having folded in four, and the Mets will be history too, unless they can come up with a two-game winning streak on the road. Dodgers beat them again yesterday in New York, 7-4, the difference being a Kirk Gibson three-run homer in the fifth. Los Angeles leads 3-2 with the rest of the series set for Dodger Stadium. Gibson might be out of action. He suffered a hamstring injury in the ninth inning yesterday while the bozos at Shea actually cheered his misfortune. The Dodgers do get Jay Howell back tonight. His pine tar suspension was reduced by a day. NHL, Calgary won the battle of the winless, beating Detroit 5-2. Sean Burke and the Devils shut out the Rangers 5-0. Islanders beat Vancouver 3-2. Winnipeg turned up the turbo boost in the second half and beat Edmonton 21-17 to move ahead of Hamilton into second place in the CFL East. NFL, Philadelphia beat the Giants 24-13. Randall Cunningham had 3 touchdowns passes, and they found cocaine in David Crudup's body. He is the Atlanta defensive back who died of a heart attack yesterday morning. It's 7:35 with the clouds starting to break up out there. The full forecast right after this.
The cleanest cleaner.
From the Key Weather Center, here's Lynn.
Cloudy and very windy today with scattered showers. We should have a few sunny breaks, a high today of only 8. Cloudy and windy again tonight with scattered showers mixed at times with wet flurries. A low down to 1, partly cloudy, windy, and cold again tomorrow with scattered showers and the chance of wet flurries. High tomorrow of 7, mostly sunny Thursday, a high then of 10. At Harborfront, it's 7 degrees, 45 Fahrenheit from Key 590.
Fun and laughter in the rain because it's pay song time on the Breakfast Club. Any moment we could play a pay song, it will be worth $59 to the 7th caller. Keep your list handy. Morning is 23 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Classic hits, Key 590.
There he is, Mr. Wright. You've been waiting for him. Gary Wright at 20 minutes before 8 o'clock at 7:40 on the Breakfast Club. We got classic hits, and Dick Bartley will have more, incidentally, more Motown music coming up next week. For those of you who are glued to your radio on Saturday night because the Four Tops were on for Motown Month, next week, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Big advance notice coming here. 19 minutes before 8 o'clock, it'll be cloudy with a few sunny periods, maybe some scattered showers today. A high of about 8 degrees with 50 kilometer an hour winds, and the S word.
Don't say it.
S word appears in the forecast for the first time tonight. Little S flurries.
Mm-hmm.
How's traffic, Lynn?
It is really busy out there this morning everywhere. Two separate accidents. Southbound on the Don Valley Parkway right around the Richmond Street exit. Of course, it narrows down to 2 lanes there anyway, so it's really starting to back up. Southbound on the parkway at the bottom end. Eastbound on the Queenie Gardner heavy through Winston Churchill over to Coffer. Earlier problems at Mississauga Road. You may find it slow. Westbound on the 401 in the collectors through the 400. We had a report of an accident there. Still busier than it should be. Eastbound on the 401 in the Coeur d'Alene's over to east of Bayview because of an accident, and problems westbound on the 401 in the collectors approaching Leslie. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. Anyone traveling anywhere outside Ontario can suffer an unexpected illness or accident. Be prepared with the Blue Cross Deluxe Travel Package.
Oh, yeah, you know the nice thing about that bell?
What?
Didn't hear it yesterday. So it's four bell week.
And it's the $100 joke, 100 bucks to Dick Hannaford. Dick lives in Agent Court, Ontario, and he's making a big $100 debut here on the program with a great joke. But once again, it takes some clever casting on my part. Mm. So, driving, okay, Mabo, you're the driver.
Like the driver on the highway.
Cars and stuff. You're
that's
on the highway.
Hey, watch where you're going, you knucklehead.
perfect.
Years of experience doing this, Mabo. And Lenny, yeah, you played a lot of tough roles.
Yes,
but
John.
You've never been a waitress, and I thought maybe Kathy could be the chef and you could be the waitress.
Yeah. Right, sure. Put the girls in the kitchen again.
Hey, Lynn, pick off your shoes. Let's go.
I think I've made a mistake. Well, a fellow is driving along the highway in his Corvette, and he sees a small diner. It's about lunchtime, and he decides to pull over and have a bite to eat. And in the window, he sees a sign that reads, "If you can ask for anything we can't serve, we'll give you $500.
Nyah-uh-uh.
He thinks to himself,
"Here's my chance to make some money."
So he whips his Corvette in the parking lot, and he just walks on into that diner. Great. Honky-tonk diner.
My kind of place.
Thanks, Jim Elder. The waitress asks him what he'd like to order. He replies,
"I would like an elephant ear sandwich."
The waitress says, and goes to the kitchen to tell the chef and the owner. She says,
"I'm afraid we're going to have to pay out the $500.
"Why?"
asks the chef.
"Sorry. Well, some guy out there ordered an elephant ear sandwich."
Get ready, Kathy. And the chef screams,
"Do you mean we're out of elephant ears?"
"No, of course not,"
replies the waitress.
"But we're out of the big buns we serve them on."
This morning, combination of clear like it is right now and then clouding over with scattered showers and 50 kilometer an hour winds. High of 8 degrees today, and there's a S word in the weather tonight.
E590's classic hit pay song list of winners keeps growing.
Good morning. You know, the sky cleared up just for you just a moment ago. It's nice and sunny and clear out there right now, and you're a $59 pay song winner if you can tell me the name of the song.
That was "I'll Be There" by the Jackson 5.
That's fabulous. What's your name?
Lois Will.
Lois, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm John Rohde. You just hold on a second. We're going to get all the particulars and get you $59 to you. 7 minutes before 8 o'clock on the Breakfast Club from Key 590. It'll be cloudy, a few sunny periods, scattered showers, winds up to 50 kilometers, and a high of 8 degrees. And bad stuff in the weather for tonight. Lynn, you go ahead and tell them what the word is.
No, I can't say it.
Can I just go ahead and say it officially one time? Snow.
John, I can't believe you said it.
I'm sorry, I had to.
It's too early in the year to say that word.
How's the traffic?
It is really busy out there this morning. Heavy on the Queenie Gardner over to Cawthra and again through the Humber. We haven't heard of any accidents on that route. Just a volume of traffic. We're told the westbound 401 is a mess today, exiting to Dixie. Eastbound on the 401, really busy, approaching Highway 10. It continues slow through the airport all the way over to the Islington area. Further east, there was an accident. Eastbound on the 401 east of Bayview in the core. It is off to the side. Still a lot slower than it should be over to there, though. The westbound 401 heavy from Brock over to White's and again through Port Union to Meadowvale. Earlier problems westbound on the 401 in the collectors approaching Leslie. Southbound on the Don Valley Parkway jamming up down to south of Richmond Street where we had two accidents earlier. Key 590 traffic for Ontario Blue Cross. If you're expecting visitors from outside Canada, remember OHIP does not cover them in case of illness or accident. Protect them with a Blue Cross health plan for visitors.
2305 Markham Road at Finch. From the soundtrack of the movie Buster. It's an old Mindbenders tune. New for Phil Collins. 3 minutes before 8 o'clock on the Breakfast Club from Key 590.
When I'm feeling
Toronto's
Radio's classic hits.
It's 8 o'clock, and with Key 590 News, here's Al Gibson.
Thanks, John, and good morning. The long weekend got washed out of beach yesterday. We got a little rain. We'll have a little bit of everything today. Cloudy with a chance of showers, a few sunny breaks. It should start to warm up near the end of the week. At Harborfront, it is 7 degrees. Another attempt will be made at settling the lengthy bell strike. Top labor shooter Bill Kelly will sit down with both sides at the bargaining table today. The 20,000 technicians and operators have been out since June. It's been getting a little nasty. Ma Bell supervisors are now working around the clock in an attempt to fix a long-distance phone cable in North York. Someone axed the cable in the Flemington Park area. It'll be later today before it's all patched up, but spokesman Jeff Matthews says there is phone service.
We're looking at about probably 700 to 1,000 customers that are affected by the cable cuts, and most of that long-distance traffic is being rerouted, so they might face some delays in the area, but there shouldn't be anybody without service.
Today's talks are the first since September 11th when the union rejected an offer by a slim 52%. The workers are after fully indexed pensions, more pay, and less contracting out of work. Metro cabbies concerned about their safety will be meeting today. There have been 3 murders in the past 3 months. The cabbies want better protection. About 100 will gather at the Sikh Temple on Airport Road. They'll discuss pressuring Queen's Park for protective shields behind the driver's seat. They'll also ask Metro's licensing commission to reduce the passenger limit to 3. Funeral services are being held today for Baljeet Singh. He was found stabbed to death in his cab in the Jane Finch area last week. OPP and Durham Regional Police have called off their search for a bank robber, a Greenaway service station at Curtis Road near the 401 east of Oshawa was hit early this morning. A man had a shotgun. No shots were fired, but police spent the past few hours searching a field near the service station. They have now called off that search. Watch where you park today. Handicapped spaces could prove to be costly unless you are handicapped. Metro's handicapped hotline kicks in at 10 o'clock this morning. That means if you're spotted in a spot, police may be called on the hotline. A fine and towing could add up to a total of $100. That hotline number, by the way, 324-0698. It's a trip to the big city Jane Fonda would like to forget. Fonda's in town to film the movie Letters. Yesterday, she took a tumble from her bicycle during a shoot in the park at Queen Street in Spruce Hills Road. Fonda picked up some cuts and bruises. She was treated at Toronto General and released. Filming is being delayed for a couple of days. The Thanksgiving food drive is turning out to be a success. 765,000 pounds of food was gathered up for the needy, and it's still coming in. The drive ended at 10 last night, but organizers say they'll accept food at metro area fire halls until the end of this week. So far, they have collected 30,000 pounds more than last year at this time. Relief supplies are getting to the needy. Roy Williams is the president of the Jamaican Canadian Association. He says reports of supplies not being distributed in Jamaica are absolutely erroneous. Williams says he and members of his association will be traveling to Jamaica this week to survey the situation. Hurricane Gilbert demolished the Caribbean island last month. The Canadian Track and Field Association is asking that an inquiry be held as soon as possible. They're anxious to get to the bottom of the drugs in sports scandal. Association President Paul Dupree wants Ben Johnson to be the focus of this inquiry. During the weekend, some Canadian athletes accused Johnson and other members of the track team of taking steroids knowingly. It was a quiet day on the federal election campaign trail. Only John Turner had Thanksgiving dinner on the road. He was in Laval, Quebec, and New Brunswick. Today, he'll finish up his maritime swing in Nova Scotia. NDP leader Ed Broadbent is in Hamilton and Welland. The prime minister will take one more day off in Ottawa. The American election campaign is still too close to call. The latest poll in the States, done by ABC and the Washington Post, shows George Bush has 50% of the decided voters. Michael Dukakis is right on his heels with 47%. It's just the principle of the whole thing. The Americans are in the north, but we don't mind because they asked to be there. The U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker Polar Star is steaming through the Northwest Passage. Washington asked Ottawa for permission. Ottawa said yes. About 3 years ago, though, Ottawa got a little ticked off with the Americans over a polar sea expedition. The U.S. went through the passage without asking. This one has health officials scratching their heads a little bit today. In the first 8 months of this year, Canadians smoked about 40 billion cigarettes. That's a 1% increase over last year. This is all despite the lobbying by anti-smoking groups across the country. The most popular and the most often used babysitter in the United States is the television set. A survey done for Working Mother magazine now shows 70% of the women use the tube to keep the kids occupied. 1,800 women were surveyed. 3/4 forbid certain programs. 9 out of 10 check the programs for content. The TV is used so mom can do the chores or sleep in late on weekends. The favorite shows for kids 6 to 12 are The Cosby Show and Double Dare. It was that type of wedding, the wedding you could write a song about. Roger and Tamara McGee got married on the weekend in Lorain, Ohio. But the honeymoon was over right away. You see, a couple of hours after they tied the knot, they got into a drunken fight with each other. When a police officer tried to break it up, he was attacked by the two. Roger and Tamara McGee are spending their honeymoon behind bars. We pay cash for news, $100 for the top tip of the month. When you see something we should know about, give us a call. The Key 590 newsroom number is 361-1121. All calls are confidential at your request. Key News time is 8:05, and now here's Lynn with a look at traffic.
A lot slower than usual almost everywhere you're traveling this morning. Eastbound on the Queenie, an accident east of Winston Churchill. Look for a backup through there. The westbound 401 core lanes are heavy through the Allen over to the 400, then the collectors bog down. Really slow exiting from the westbound 401 to Dixie today. A huge delay eastbound on the 401 from around Highway 10 through the airport all the way through to about the Islington area. We have a report of an accident now eastbound on the 401 in the core around Dufferin. Problems eastbound on the 401 in the core east of Yonge Street. The westbound 401 pretty slow through Pickering today through Brock over to White's. It's heavy again through to Meadowvale. Then a delay westbound on the 401 through the Parkway over to Bayview. South 404 Parkway is no better. It's heavy through Highway 7 to South of Steeles, then it bogs down from Shepherd right down to south of Richmond, all because of earlier problems. It's 8:06. Key Comment is next.
Analysis. Not just the news, but what the news means to you. That's what sets the Financial Post apart from other dailies. We dig, question, interpret, so we can offer you an informed commentary on what the news means to your business, your investment portfolio. Analysis. It makes the Financial Post more profitable reading. Daily. Insight. Into money. Call 947-3200 and subscribe.
And now from the Key Editorial Board, here is broadcaster and former CRTC chairman, Harry Boyle.
I quit smoking some months ago. It was my own decision. I might have stopped sooner had it not been for those noisy, intolerant, anti-smoking enthusiasts. Now, I don't quarrel with dedicated people who follow causes. I admire them. But I can't stand the self-ordained, self-righteous ones who hound people with evangelistic fervor to change their habits. After 50 years of lugging around pipes, cigars, tobacco, and lighters, I was tired of the burden. I was also aware of the fact that I was beginning to speckle my clothes with small burn spots. I miss smoking, especially after a good meal or when I'm in the company of someone who lights up a good Havana. I don't think my health has improved. I wish I could shed the extra pounds I accumulated in the process of stopping the habit. I'm not a scientist, so I can't dispute what they say about smoking causing cancer. It probably does. It now seems that almost everything enjoyable in life causes some health problems. I'm more concerned about the folks in a small town in Quebec being hounded out of their homes by PCB fallout, or the scores of people who died and are still dying from Chernobyl fallout. I think it's a crime that Toronto beaches are closed when they're needed the most. I pity the folks who stumble on discarded hypodermic needles on a New Jersey beach. I wish the anti-smoking zealots would devote their energies to putting the heat on politicians, urging them to do something fast about pollution. By the way, we may be saving ourselves from the effects of secondhand smoke, but it's not going to help much if we perish from pollution and atomic waste. I'm Harry Boyle.
The bounce touch, a soft touch. EOE, your partner in office excellence. That's OE.
Good morning, this is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. The amazing Mets had better hope they have a miracle or two left, or else the heavy favorites will be on the outside looking in when the World Series starts on Saturday. Everything was going their way after Saturday's comeback win, but the gritty L.A. Dodgers roared back with a couple of victories at Shea, and now they have the game's advantage, 3-2 in the National League Series, with the rest of that set in their home park. Kirk Gibson's three-run homer in the fifth staked L.A. to a 6-0 lead, and they needed it. They finally prevailed 7-4 yesterday. Gibson also won Game 4 with his 12th inning homer, but he is a doubtful starter for tonight, thanks to a ninth-inning hamstring injury. The former Tiger has a knack for clutch homers. See Tigers at Blue Jays, September 27, 1987. He was asked about that ability to come through in the clutch.
The big man upstairs, I guess, he sometimes he tortures me terribly, and then he puts me through great moments like these, you know, the last couple days in the series, and I guess it's like fishing or hunting. You know, you put in a lot of time, and you know, I can catch a muskie. I got to be out there for 36 hours to catch catch one fish.
Which makes the day worthwhile, sort of like sinking a 40-foot putt on 18 after a day of triple bogeys. Jay Howell will be available tonight because National League President Bart Giamatti reduced his pine tar suspension by one day. This is the guy who will be the baseball commissioner next year, the same dude who dropped a 30-day sentence on Pete Rose's head this year, kind of like a judge who sentences a jaywalker to the chair. Hockey, Calgary Flames won a battle of the winless, beating Detroit 5-2. Sean Burke stopped 41 shots and helped Jersey whitewash the Rangers 5-0. Islanders over Vancouver 3-2. Winnipeg Blue Bombers scored 20 of their 21 points in the second half and beat Edmonton 21-17. That moves them ahead of the Ticats into second place in the CFL East. Monday Night Football, Philadelphia upset the Giants 24-13. And another drug-related death in the world of sports, Atlanta Falcons cornerback David Crudup died of a heart attack yesterday morning. They found traces of cocaine in his body. It's 8:11. It is clearing out there. The full forecast in a moment.
We are...
From the Key Weather Center, here's Lynn Thomas.
We're in for a few sunny breaks today. Also, some clouds and scattered showers. It will be very windy. A high today of 8. Cloudy and windy tonight with scattered showers mixed at times with wet flurries. A low of 1. Partly cloudy, windy, and cold tomorrow with scattered showers and the chance again of wet flurries. High tomorrow of 7. Mostly sunny Thursday with a high then of 10. If you're traveling across the country today, it will be cloudy in Vancouver. They're looking for a high of 15. Showers and 10 today in Ottawa and Montreal. Partly sunny and 14 in Halifax. At Harborfront, it's 7 degrees, 45 Fahrenheit from Key 590.
Good morning. It's the Breakfast Club at 8:12 with John Rohde. If you're worried about the snow flurries coming, forget them. For the time being, it's going to be sunshine, lollipops, and haze off. God, somebody help me. Bob Seger on the Breakfast Club at 8:16. I don't know about you guys, but we just went through about 40 pens during that song. Talking about frustrated drummers around here. Well, very nice work, incidentally, to everyone in Metro. They call it the Miracle of Spadina. It's Scott Mission served up 720 Thanksgiving dinners, most of them ham. Largely from folks who've been contributing to their effort and the Daily Bread Food Bank. And I tell you, a homeless person has no place to go on Thanksgiving. That one meal, if nothing else, supplies a tummy full of Thanksgiving and a real nice an outlook, a future somehow. Don't stop the non-perishables, the canned goods, the non-frozen foods going to the fire halls because the Daily Bread Food Bank needs your help more than ever. Did you know that Canada is the number one exporter of food aid in the world?
Isn't that great?
We send more food to other countries than any country, including the United States. So, about now, we'll take care of our own. Thank you.
You bet.
Lenny's got traffic.
On the Queenie Gardner eastbound, we have an accident east of Winston Churchill. That is causing a delay. It is slower than usual on the Queenie Gardner all the way down into the downtown area. Eastbound on the 403, a mess from Winston Churchill all the way through to Mavis. Westbound 401 core is heavy through the Allen to the 400, really slow exiting to Dixie this morning. Of course, you know about the backup southbound on the 400 as a result of that. It's heavy through Finch down to the 401. Really, really slow. Eastbound on the 401 today. Just a volume of traffic, but it's heavy. Approaching Highway 10 all the way through to the 400 core. Collectors, take your pick. There was an accident eastbound 401 core approaching Dufferin, and another one eastbound on the 401 in the core east of Yonge Street. Heavier than usual in the east end of town this morning as well. Westbound 401 busy approaching Brockover to west of Meadowvale. Southbound on the 404 Parkway delays through Major McKenzie down to south of Steeles. It's heavy again. Shepherd right down to south of Richmond where we had earlier problems. The Key 590 Traffic Center line is 361-1151. If you have a traffic tip, give us a call. That number again, 361-1151.
Here's a message that may sound familiar to ears of business travelers everywhere.
U.S. Air offers 3 one-stop flights to Philadelphia from Toronto every business day. Call U.S. Air or your travel consultant for reservations.
Extra special for your family.
X23787. Call now.
It's the king of rock and roll. He lives. He's a fireman.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising. The
Breakfast Club with the classic hits at Key 590 at 8:23. 23 after 8 o'clock with John Rohde. Cloudy, a few sunny periods like the one we're having right now is just fine, thank you. Scattered showers and 50 kilometer an hour winds this afternoon, and it'll be about 8 degrees or so. Tonight, the S word appears in the forecast for the first time this year, but it's just S flurries, so don't get too severely concerned. We have some news that didn't make the news I think you're going to find exceptionally interesting because it's a true story and it's one of my favorites. It's driving news. Or it's from Tacoma, Washington. It's out of their newspaper there. It's about a week old now, and it's from the police. So we're not talking about liars. You know, police don't lie. They say they went to the scene of an accident. A car hit a van. The guy who was driving the van said when he backed into the street and this car hit him, he turned around and yelled, "You dog!" And sitting behind the wheel of the car that hit him was a dog. The dog had started off about four blocks away, jumped into the car. The owner had it sitting next to the car, left the door open. The dog jumped in, shut the door, put the car into drive, rolled down the street, made a left-hand turn, and bashed into the van. The police wouldn't lie, would they?
There's a feeling that...
Be there.
P590 has more classic hit pay-song winners and there are people eating leftover turkey sandwiches today.
Congratulations, Tammy.
Thank you very much.
$59.
Did you use $59?
Sure can.
You got it. $59 in Payson cash is yours from P590.
And your caller number 7, you win $59.
From the station that plays music worth listening to. $59 a Payson. Thick of things now. We'll get a news report from Kathy Miller. Mabel will give you a sports update, and Lynn has a brand new traffic report.
Ever since I was a little kid, I have
Toronto's classic hits. It's 8:30, and with Key 590 News, here's Kathy Miller.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Cloudy with a few sunny breaks today. We should have some scattered showers as well, and it's going to be windy. We'll have a high of 8. At Harborfront, it's 7 degrees. Hundreds of metro area cabbies will gather at the Sikh Temple on Airport Road today. They'll be discussing safety on the job. The meeting will be held right after funeral services for a taxi driver who was killed on the job last week. Baljeet Singh was stabbed to death. He was the third cabbie to be murdered since July. An inquest starts in Toronto today to examine why so many nursing home residents died during the July heat wave. 19 metro area seniors died and many others were treated in hospital between July 9th and the 11th. Temperatures during those days topped 37 degrees Celsius. Most homes for seniors don't have air conditioning. The inquest will likely determine whether that should change. A special OPP tactical team will be under the microscope today. An inquest is starting up in Windsor to try and find out why the team shot and killed the wrong man earlier this year. Bernard Bastien died in a hail of police gunfire after wounding an officer he thought was a prowler. For the first time since 1982, wage settlements across Canada are climbing above the inflation rate. Observers are predicting an increasingly aggressive push by unions for bigger money packages. Top federal mediator Bill Kelly says he's seen workers accepting wage packages below the rate of inflation for several years, but now he says there's a resistance starting. Canada's Chinese community wants to get some cash back from the federal government. It's looking to be reimbursed for more than $20 million that was once collected as a head tax on male Chinese immigrants. A campaign has been organized to flood Prime Minister Mulroney's office with postcards demanding the money be given back. With the election just 41 days away, Prime Minister Mulroney is taking a bit of a breather from his campaigning. He'll spend a quiet day in Ottawa. Liberal leader John Turner, meanwhile, will visit Fredericton and Sydney, Nova Scotia. NDP leader Ed Broadbent is in Ontario for 3 days. He'll visit Hamilton, Kitchener, and Welland. British scientists say they've started treating hemophiliacs with a synthetic blood clotting agent. Dr. Peter Kernoff of the London Royal Free Hospital says the development of the substance could solve a chronic worldwide shortage. Key 590 News time is 8:32. Now with a check on traffic, here's Lynn. It is heavier than usual everywhere this morning. Eastbound on the 401, busy approaching the Highway 10 area through the airport all the way over to the 400. There is an accident eastbound on the 401 in the core lanes approaching Dufferin. An earlier problem eastbound on the Queenie east of Winston Churchill. The Queenie Gardner continues heavy through Cawthra and the Humber. Eastbound on the 403, busy Winston Churchill all the way through to Mavis. Slower than usual in the east end as well. westbound on the 401, a busy route approaching Brock over to west of Meadowvale. The South 404 Parkway is heavy through Major McKenzie to south of Steeles. Busy again, Shepherd right down to south of Richmond Street. Southbound Coxwell is closed from O'Connor to Plains Road because of an accident. Other delays, northbound Bathurst north of Finch and eastbound on Kingston Road at McCowan. The National League Series heads west again. Chris is next with the sports.
For years now, Budget Rent-A-Car has been first in providing cars for people without cars.
Nappy!
Coming, dear.
Napoleon had conquered army after army, but now he faced his Waterloo. Josephine demanded to go to Kitchener for the weekend.
Nappy!
Yes, dear.
If we don't get away this weekend, your head is on the chopping block.
But Josie, you know how it is.
How is it?
We don't have a car.
You're the emperor.
I am?
You am. Figure it out.
The situation seemed complex, even to Napoleon. Fortunately, the solution was simple. He phoned the Toronto Budget Hotline at 673-3322 for local reservations.
Yeah, she insists on getting away this weekend. Boy, is she being a real princess about it.
It was no problem. Budget fixed them up with the car of their dreams, a Ford Mustang convertible.
Beautiful!
And because he rented on the Friday of a three-day weekend, he got his first day free.
Nappy.
Yes, sweetness?
Now we can go to that little restaurant that serves the fantastic...
Oh, don't say it!
Beef Wellington.
Oh, thank you.
Another happy ending. And that's what happens when you call the Budget Hotline at 673-3322. 45 Toronto locations with cars for people without cars.
Good morning. This is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. Looks as if there will be a lot of the Twilight's Last gleaming during the upcoming World Series. Unless the New York Mets go on an immediate two-game road winning streak, the series will be an all-West Coast affair with games starting in late afternoon out there. Los Angeles Dodgers are a win away from the big show thanks to a 7-4 victory yesterday in New York. Kirk Gibson banged a three-run homer. He was the hero of Game 4 with his 12th inning blast, but maybe a hero no more. A hamstring injury suffered in the ninth inning may sideline him tonight and beyond. The Dodgers lead the Mets 3-2, and reliever Jay Howell will be back tonight. His pine tar suspension was reduced by 1 day. NHL, Calgary beat Detroit 5-2, first win of the season for the Flames. The Jersey Devils shut out the Rangers 5-0. Sean Burke kicked out 41 shots. Islanders beat the Canucks 3-2. Leafs meet the Blues here tomorrow night. Winnipeg Blue Bombers scored 20 points in the second half, beat Edmonton 21-17 in the CFL. NFL, Randall Cunningham threw 3 touchdown passes to help Philadelphia upset the Giants 24-13. It's 8:35 with sunshine on the scene. The forecast follows these words.
All aboard!
I like it.
What?
All the little things they do to make you feel comfortable. They even serve you a light meal.
I like the price.
Traveling by train is so relaxing.
And we'll be right downtown when we get to Montreal.
I'm glad I thought of it.
You thought of it. It was my idea.
It was mine.
Mine.
Up to 7 departures daily for Montreal. And now Via's coach fare includes a light meal. For reservations and information, call your travel agent or Via Rail. And take the train. There's nothing quite like it.
Can't be late. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Too late.
Late for what?
Well, it just so happens, Alice, Canada's savings bonds are early this year, so I can't be late.
You're not late.
The sales period starts October 20th.
Well, you've got plenty of time.
But it ends November 1st, and you know how time flies. After that, it's...
Don't tell me.
Too late.
Don't tell me.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Too late. Too late.
Buy your Canada savings bonds from October 20th to November 1st. After that, it's...
Key Weather Center. Here's Lynn.
We'll have a few sunny breaks today. We'll also have some clouds and scattered showers and a high of 8. Cloudy and windy tonight with scattered showers mixed with wet flurries, a low of 1. Partly cloudy, windy, and cold tomorrow with scattered showers and the chance again of wet flurries, a high tomorrow of only 7. Sunny Thursday, a high then of 10. At Harborfront, it's 7 degrees, 45 Fahrenheit from Key 590.
More of those pesos. More of them than, what did the guy say? People eating turkey sandwiches today. We'll have plenty of them. Lee Marshall's got a bunch coming up. Perry Steele's got a bunch. And Deanna's got a bunch.
Classic Hits, Key 590.
I know you want to leave me.
Too proud to beg. I ain't. Nope. 20 minutes before 9 on The Breakfast Club from Key 590. And if you like that Motown music, there's going to be more of it Saturday night. Dick Bartley's going to go with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I got rhythm. No, I don't. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, it's 8:40 on The Breakfast Club, and it'll be kind of weird today. Right now, it's sunnier than it was supposed to be, but later on, it's supposed to be cloudier and colder than it's supposed to be, with a high of about 8. And snow flurries.
Oh, I can't believe you said it.
I had to. It's my responsibility. Someone has to be mature. How's traffic, Liddy?
It's slower than usual everywhere this morning. Just a volume of traffic slowing down most of the routes. Queenie Gardner really heavy over to Coffer and again through the Humber. Westbound on the 401, a slow route mostly in the core through the Allen over to the 400. That westbound 401 is backed up through the airport all the way through to the ramp that takes you to Dixie. A couple of stalled cars on that ramp. Eastbound on the 401, a mess from Highway 10 to the 400. There was an accident eastbound on the 401 in the core approaching Dufferin. In the east end of town, the westbound 401 is still really slow from Brock over to west of Meadowvale. South 404 Parkway, busy route. Right down to south of Steeles, it's heavy again from Shepherd down to south of Richmond Street.
Hi, I'm Harry.
Yeah, and I'm Sid.
And we're with Sid and Harry's ad agency. I'm Harry, he's Sid.
Hi.
And we're here to tell you hi.
I just did it that way.
In Toronto at Masonry World, 550 Bayview Avenue.
Constantly having to retire your car can be really tiring. You need tires you can depend on. Revive your drive with the Toyo 600 S6 steel-belted snow radio from Ossington Tire. A tire with super rugged treads made with a special rubber compound. The result? Improved control over braking and traction on snow and ice. Don't force your car into early retirement. Get the Toyo 600 S6, available from Ossington Tire at 837 Kipling and Advance in Etobicoke.
I just love that new lottery. Grey Cup Millions? My boyfriend saw me buy a ticket and said, "You're not exactly the football type." This from a guy who barely walks upright. You don't have to know football to play Grey Cup Millions. It's got great stuff, like a big $1 million draw, $1 million. But my favorite is the instant win game, you know, scratch your way to cash and trips. So a big draw, an instant win game, and lots more. Grey Cup Millions is a winner.
The new Grey Cup Millions lottery. 5 ways to win. On sale now.
Today's a day. An hour and 17 minutes from now exactly is when what they're calling the handicapped parking hotline takes effect here in Toronto. And if you happen to drive by disabled parking, marked disabled parking, and see a car in there without the special license plate, which has the international symbol for a person in a wheelchair clearly on the license plate, you are encouraged by Metro Police and Mayor Mel Lastman of North York, who is a spearhead behind this, to call 324-0698. 324-0698. Now, I know phone numbers are sometimes hard to remember, and that's why some places make little melodies out of their phone number, including our own Berserko Ketones, who went into the recording studio on the weekend and made up a little song so you can remember the phone number. I know it sounds familiar. Just a strange coincidence.
Here's a little song I wrote to help you from getting a yellow note. Don't park here, you'll be unhappy. It's a little gift from Mayor Mel. The handicapped spots are worse than, well, don't park here, you'll be unhappy. Remember, don't park here. Don't park here. You'll be unhappy. Move your car before they do. No, no, don't park here. That's a nice car. Don't park here. Park it over there. If you park here, you must prepare. Unless your plates have a wheelchair, don't park here, you'll be unhappy. If anyone reports you, you'll be beat. Park your car there, you can walk 3 feet. Don't park here, you'll be unhappy. Don't park here, park over there. Let me give you my number. 324-0698. You see someone parking there, you call. I'll make them unhappy. Don't worry, but don't park here.
Yeah, Ketones. A future big hit. Matter of fact, spinoffs are starting to crop up everywhere. This guy Bobby McFerrin, he did one. Thank you.
girl, no, don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. But don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. My phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. That will bring everybody down. So don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
I make you happy. Bobby McFerrin, 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. Wherever you go, if there's more than one person there, or at least one person speaking to themselves, they are saying, don't worry, be happy. Easier said than done sometimes. A great idea, though. Anyway, today, it's going to be kind of cold. High of about 8 degrees in Toronto. Windy this afternoon, whipping right up to 50 kilometers an hour. 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. There could be some thundershowers this afternoon. Why is it thundershowering? It's not supposed
know,
to
John.
Do that this time of the year. That was over with, supposedly. But we're having all kinds of lightning strikes around the city. So don't take it for granted that that's all over with either. How's traffic, Lenny?
It is still slower than usual everywhere out there this morning. South 404 Parkway, heavy through Major McKenzie off and on down to south of Steeles. Busy again through Shepherd right down to the bottom end of the parkway. A lot of earlier problems on that route. Westbound on the 401, also slower than it should be through the Pickering area over to west of Meadowvale. The west end is no better. The Queenie Gardner still very heavy through Cawthra and the Humber. Westbound on the 401, the core lanes are slow through the Allen to the 400. Then the westbound 401 is backed up through the airport right over to the ramp that takes you to Dixie. A couple of stalled cars on that ramp. South 400 heavier than it should be getting on to the 401. Eastbound on the 401 a slow route approaching Highway 10 off and on all the way over to the 400. Then the core lanes are slow approaching Dufferin. That's because of earlier problems.
Hey, oh.
The Key 590 Traffic Center line is 361-1151.
Stop.
If you have a traffic tip, give us a call. If you want to do the number? The number again is?
361-1151.
What a guy.
See, I grew up in a big family where if the guy in the bathroom stopped whistling, you were in there like that. Hey, here's a message to our federal politicians. There's only one in earshot today, and that's Ed Broadbent, and he'll be in Hamilton in that area. The rest of them are all over the country, but a Gallup poll.
Give me a boy.
released this morning indicates that the big crisis on the minds of people in Metro is the air quality, pollution, the environment. 78% of the people in Metro said that was the biggie. So, message to the federal politicians. Forget about free trade and all that kind of stuff. We don't understand. Let's clean up the air and the water. People want to swim at the beaches again next summer. Does that make sense? Sure it does. Another big survey, but this is not from the Gallup people. This is from DeFrancesco Good Friend Public Relations down in the United States. They've been working on this for a year. They represent fast food companies. So they went around to offices where people snack like we do here, and they discovered the most popular snack in the office is not salted peanuts nor beer nuts or taffeta candy or any of that kind of stuff. It is still and always has been cookies.
We need a new furnace this year, Cameron.
We can't afford one, Grace.
But Cameron...
Trust me, Gracie, it will be a mild winter.
Don't trust him, Gracie. If you need a new furnace...
We certainly do.
But you can't really afford a new furnace.
We certainly can't.
You can lease one from Texaco. All it costs is $33.95 a month.
Just $33.95, Cameron.
Yeah, I heard him, Gracie.
And after 5 years, the furnace is yours for a dollar.
What?
A dollar. Texaco will also install your furnace at no charge up to $600 and give you a free furnace protection plan worth $400.
We should call Cameron.
Yes, you should, Cameron. And if you lease before December 31st, 1988,
yeah,
you get a $100 credit for your old furnace.
We should call now, Cameron.
Just call Texaco's Home Comfort Center at 638-7790 for full details and conditions.
That's 638-7790.
I'm calling, Gracie. I'm calling.
He's calling.
We're talking to a shopper who really knows the value of a dollar.
Well, you know, I must say, it really takes something extraordinary to get me into a store. But this week, it's the Bay's home sale. Listen, selected contemporary or traditional sofas are only $899. Plus, you get a matching love seat or two wing chairs at no extra charge. No extra charge. Now, really, where else do you find such a buy?
Yes, it's the Bay's home sale, where your satisfaction is guaranteed. Believe it.
Do you dream of financial independence? Being your own boss? Now it's possible. Attend the Small Business Network's 8-week evening course, Starting a Business, beginning tonight. Profit from the experience of experts in finance and accounting, business and franchise law, government grants, marketing, and more. Starting a Business. For information, call the Small Business Network at 221-8040. That's 221-8040.
Never, 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 never
a bundle of Hay songs after the news at 9 in 3 minutes. Classic hits. It's 9 o'clock, and with Key590 News, here's Kathy Miller.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning. Cloudy with a few sunny periods today and some scattered showers as well. It's going to be windy, and we'll have a high of 8. At Harborfront, it's 7 degrees. Hundreds of Metro cabbies will be meeting at the Sikh Temple on Airport Road today. They'll gather there after attending the funeral of Baljeet Singh. He was stabbed to death on the job last Thursday. Singh was the third Metro taxi driver to be murdered since July. The meeting today will be used to formulate plans to force the province and the Licensing Commission to meet with their demands for better security on the job. One request will be that the passenger limit be reduced to 3 so that all customers can ride in the back seat of cabs. An inquest starts today into the deaths of at least 19 metro area seniors who died during this past summer's heat wave. Between July 9th and 11th, temperatures soared to over 37 Celsius or 98 Fahrenheit. Most homes for seniors did not have air conditioners. It's expected the inquest will determine whether air conditioning should be mandatory in the homes. The Canadian Track and Field Association wants the federal inquiry into drugs in sports to begin as soon as possible. President Paul Dupre says the association wants the probe to begin with its focus on sprinter Ben Johnson and the steroid scandal surrounding him. The issue was heightened again this past weekend as some Canadian athletes accused Johnson and other members of the track team of knowingly taking steroids. For the first time in a month, the two sides in the Bell dispute will meet for negotiations. Sandy Rubin reports.
Bell Canada is clearly hoping this round of talks will bring about a deal. Since the 19,000 unionized workers hit the bricks back in June, the utility has been plagued by a series of some 600 acts of vandalism. Cables severed with axes, terminal boxes set on fire. Company spokesman Andre Chaplot says the damage has been extensive, but no one's pointing a finger.
We never accused anybody, the union, of doing this, for one, because we don't have any formal proofs, and everybody is innocent until proven guilty, as you know.
Top mediator Bill Kelly paved the way for today's resumption of talks. The two sides are said to be cautiously optimistic.
The operators and technicians have been off the job since June 27th. Talks are back on today to try and end a big strike in Saskatchewan. 5,700 nurses have walked off the job. Thousands of patients have been discharged from hospitals despite promises by the nurses to help with essential services. The strike affects 93 of the province's 123 hospitals. If you're looking to get your hands on some Canada savings bonds, get ready. They go on sale October 20th. Bond spokesman Tom Krug says we should be able to buy more than we were allowed last year.
Last year we saw a limit of $20,000 per person. I would expect you'll see the limit back up to maybe $50,000 or $75,000. But again, we won't know for sure until next week.
The government will be announcing next week what interest it will be paying on the bonds. Only two party leaders are on the campaign trail today. Prime Minister Mulroney is taking a bit of a break. Liberal leader John Turner will be hard at it, though. He visits Fredericton, New Brunswick, and Sydney, Nova Scotia. NDP leader Ed Broadbent is in Ontario for stops in Hamilton, Kitchener, and Welland. Canada's Chinese community is planning to flood the Prime Minister's office with postcards. They'll be demanding the return of $23 million once collected as a head tax. Between 1885 and 1923, Canada collected millions from 81,000 Canadian Chinese men who immigrated to Canada. A Canadian has made it to spot number three on Forbes magazine's list of the world's richest people. Casey Irving of New Brunswick is worth $8 billion U.S. That puts him behind two Japanese tycoons. Yoshiaki Tsutsumi tops the list with holdings worth $18.9 billion. Weather watchers have their eyes on the Atlantic. A tropical depression has formed about 1,500 kilometers east of the Caribbean. Forecasters say it is slowly moving west and could become a tropical storm within 12 hours if it gains enough strength. The TV has become a cherished commodity among American women. A new survey out shows 70% of working women in the U.S. use TV as a babysitter. Although the women surveyed admitted sometimes feeling guilty about relying on the tube, they found it gave them time to prepare meals or sleep late on weekends. 48% of the 1,800 women surveyed also admitted watching TV during dinner. The poll was done for Working Women magazine. Deputy editor Susan Seliger says, in a way, TV viewing brings families together.
The working mothers surveyed took very seriously the responsibility of finding out what their kids were watching and supervising what their kids were watching. And half the time that mothers spent in watching TV was actually spent with their children watching TV so that they could not only see what they were watching but talk to them about it as they watched it and afterwards.
Seliger says the most popular programs include Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and Disney. Older kids prefer Cosby, Double Dare, and MTV. There's a nifty new compact disc player out. This one is battery-powered and about the size of a paperback book. It was developed by Sony and will play 8 compact discs, each 8 centimeters in diameter, and the unit is expected to sell for around $300. News happens anytime, anywhere. When you see something we should know about, call the Key 590 News Tip line. The number is 361-1121. We pay $100 for the best tip of the month. It's 9:05. Now with a check on traffic, here's Lynn.
The Queenie Gardner is starting to improve. It's still slow through the Humber. There's a disabled tractor-trailer eastbound on the lakeshore around Jamison. That's causing a backup. The eastbound 401 is still heavy from around the airport over to the 400. Westbound on the 401, you'll find delays. Core or collectors, take your pick. It's heavy. From Bayview all the way over to the 400, it's still a mess. Westbound on the 401 exiting to Dixie. In the east end, the westbound 401 through Pickering also beginning to ease up. Still slow through Meadowvale. Still a lot heavier than usual. Southbound on the 404 Parkway through Highway 7, it continues heavy right down to south of the viaduct. That construction southbound on Don Mills around Lawrence is causing a big backup this morning. Southbound Coxwell is closed from O'Connor to Plains Road because of an earlier accident. A couple of other accidents, westbound Finch west of Pharmacy and eastbound on Fleet approaching Bathurst. Oakland waits in the wings as the National League playoffs resume. Chris is next with the sports.
What you're about to hear is part of an actual conversation that took place in the Caribbean.
I've been to other places, but this is my first Club Med. I'm really glad I came. I want to come back a lot. And everyone's so nice here. And it's not just the activities. It's like they have special things. Like tonight we put on shows, and I was a go-go girl.
Like the first day I met like 7 people, and then you eat together, and we went snorkeling today, and we went water skiing yesterday.
You don't have to, like...
It's casual.
Yeah, casual.
your personal memories, call your travel agent or Club Med today.
This is Chris Mayberry, Key 590 Sports. They're known as the Miracle Mets or the Amazing Mets, but unless they put together a two-game winning streak on the road, their exceptional 1988 season will end a week or so early. Los Angeles Dodgers took a 3-2 games lead in the National League playoff with a 7-4 triumph, their second straight at Shea Stadium, a tall order for any visitor in a high-profile series. Kirk Gibson's three-run homer was the difference. He also won Game 4 with a 12th-inning shot, but his heroics may be over. He suffered a hamstring injury in the ninth inning. Jay Howell will be back for the Dodgers tonight. His suspension was sliced short by one day. Rest of the series is in Los Angeles. Hockey, Sean Burke stonewalled the New York Rangers, stopping 41 shots in a 5-0 Jersey victory at Manhattan. Flames won their first, 5-2 over Detroit. Islanders beat Vancouver 3-2. Winnipeg Blue Bombers turned on the gas in the second half and beat Edmonton 21-17. Randall Cunningham whipped three touchdown passes past New York defenders. The Eagles beat the Giants 24-13 in a Monday Night Football upset, and cocaine was found in the body of Falcons defensive back David Crudup. He died of a heart attack yesterday morning. It's 9:08. Key to the City is next.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Ann. What's new?
The most fabulous houseware shop in town. They've got elegant glassware, great-looking dinnerware, the latest kitchenware, and gadgets galore like peelers and strainers, corkers and skewers, fabulous roasters and bakers, grinders and shakers.
Where?
Not where. Wares and wares.
Where?
Wares and wares. That sensational new kitchen shop crammed full of great ideas at remarkable prices. That's what's new.
Wares and Wares. Discover it yourself at their newest Toronto location, opening next week at 393 University Avenue at Dundas Street.
Key 590, your key to the city.
It's that time of the year again. The Celebrity Lip Sync Contest for the United Way is this Thursday, and the team from Key 590 is ready. Quite ready yet, but we will be by Thursday night. This is the fourth annual lip sync at the COPA. All the money raised goes to the United Way, an organization that helps one in every three people in Metro. Lip sync organizer Charlene Roicht offers advice on how to make the most of the event.
If you want United Way lip sync success, here is the formula. Buy your ticket beforehand or get there early, because the seats do go quickly. That way,